Hey! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Oh, but I did mean to sneak up on you. Yeah, we can swim pretty quietly when we want to. It's just that every time one of us sees you and swims over to say hello, you scamper off. We're worried about you. Now, I know things must seem harsh for you. One day you're on a boat going to South America to spread that thing. I think you call it religion. It sounds great, by the way. And you know, also see if you can find some gold while you're there. But then a storm comes down on your ship and all your friends have drowned. And here you are, on a deserted island with no one but us mermaids for company. But, well, you've been here for weeks now. Oh, I'm sure you will get rescued one day, and one day soon, too. But in the meantime, perhaps you should start coming to terms with your situation and try to make the best of it. You know, we see you sometimes, sitting on the rocks and brooding like you're a poet or something, and we feel so sorry for you. But every time we try and help you, you run off. Well, I guess that's kind of an improvement. At least you're not trying to throw a spear at us anymore. When one of us tries to talk to you, you don't go pale and yell witchcraft before running into the jungle anymore. Oh, listen, please listen to me. I've got something pretty important to talk to you about. Well, one of us has been meaning to speak to you about it for a while now, but you've been so shy. There's something that... Look, it's a bit delicate, but you need to hear it. Those mushrooms you've been eating, the blue and yellow ones that grow around the banks of this lagoon, well, there's something about them that we should tell you. We would have, if you hadn't run off all the time. Oh, don't worry, the mushrooms aren't poisoned or anything like that. It's just, well, they have an... effect on men. Usually it's not something we have to worry about. I'm sure you've noticed. There are no mermen on this island. You see, us mermaids hate the deep sea, so we prefer to live in lakes and lagoons like this one. We love to shower under the waterfalls and look at the pretty rainbows as the sun shines through the falling water. Oh, we just can't stand salt water. It makes us itch and stops our hair sparkling and our eyes glittering and stops our skin from shimmering. Mermen are very different to mermaids, really, although most humans probably wouldn't think so at first. You just see the fishtail and think that means we're all the same. But mermen are less magical than us. For one thing, mermen can't read other mermen's minds the way us mermaids can. And they never laugh. While us mermaids laugh all the time. And also, their hair doesn't sparkle, and their eyes don't glitter, and their skin doesn't shimmer like a mirage. Oh, and they love salt water, and hate nice, clean, clear water like this. Oh, that's a good question. No, we never meet them at all. Oh, yes, mermen and mermaids don't just fall out of the sky. But we don't make love in the way that humans do. The mermen all stay in the deep sea, in big swarms. And, well, every now and again they... you know. Ejaculate in some sort of orgy. Which sounds a bit gay to me. And then every now and again, some of their semen manages to find itself all the way to our lagoon, and bang, a poor mermaid gets pregnant. Well, it's not that bad, I suppose. Not compared to humans, anyway. There's no stigma attached to a single mother, for one thing. And giving birth to eggs is relatively painless. And we don't have to look after the children when they're born. Which makes these breasts we've got rather redundant, really. Oh, they still work, we still make milk. In fact, we make so much of it we have to empty ourselves several times a day. Otherwise we get swollen, and sore, and leaky. Oh, and our nipples get tender and achy. Here, I'll show you. See? If I just massage my breasts ever so gently, it causes huge streams to come out. See? See how far I can squirt? I'm just applying the slightest pressure to them, not even really squeezing, and I could knock the squirrels out of trees. Oh! Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you. Oh, don't worry if some of it goes in your mouth. It's super good for you. Good for your bones and teeth, actually. And because mermaids are magical, it also means you'll be super lucky and never lose at cards. Well, we don't have any cards on the whole island, though. Oh, see how much is squirting out? I'm sorry. Sometimes if I've forgotten to milk myself for a few hours, I get carried away. It feels so good to relieve ourselves. So good, especially when we haven't done it for a while and they get all swollen. Are you okay? I forgot. Most humans don't go around with their breasts exposed all the time. And women don't start squirting their milk out when they're in front of men to show them how much milk they make. It must be troubling being on an island with dozens of women exposing their breasts all the time. Especially if those women have fishtails. Did I make you uncomfortable? Oh, well, you look uncomfortable. You're squirming. And now you're going red. I'm sorry. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, I remember. The mushrooms. Yes, the mushrooms. Well, like I said, they're not poisonous, but they do have side effects. In men, they are... Well, you know, they make you need to... I'm sure you must have noticed. I saw you the other day. I wasn't spying on you. I was looking for you to see if you finally wanted to chat. You were by the rock pools, and I suppose you must have thought it was too shallow there for mermaids, so you'd have some privacy. Those rock pools have parts that are deeper than you know. Anyway, before I could say anything, you... Well, you got your penis out, and it was all hard. And then you rubbed it, and rubbed it. Oh, I'm sorry. You're embarrassed. I'm so sorry. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I heard that all human men do it. And I'm just trying to explain about the mushrooms. You see, you must have noticed. When you... Well... You know. Well, it was quite a lot, wasn't it? It was almost like when I was squirting milk out of my breasts. You squirted and squirted and... You were very loud. Oh no, please don't get embarrassed. It's just that people have been shipwrecked here before, but not for many years, not in my lifetime. But when it happens, we mermaids talk about it through the generations. I'm very lucky. And humans, well, men, found that when they were here, they could... Ejaculate is the right word, isn't it? They found they could ejaculate much more often than they could before they got here. And when they squirted out their semen, they found that it was a lot more than they'd squirt out before they got here. And it's because of the mushrooms. After a man's been eating them for a while, he finds he can come in much larger amounts. And can come much, much more often. And much, much harder. I know. I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. I really don't. But someone had to tell you, in case you were worried. You know, if I had legs, if I was sitting down, I would spread them as wide as possible all the time. It can be pretty boring just having a fishtail. But you right now, it's like you're trying to be one of us. Your legs are clenched together so tightly, you look like you could hurt yourself. Are you... Is your penis hard right now? Well, like I said, the mushrooms are very powerful. They can cause you to have erections very, very easily. Don't be embarrassed, it's natural. Are you hard? You don't have to try and hide it from me. Don't you understand yet? I'm sure you will be rescued one day, but your trousers will have worn to rags by that time. They'll have more holes than stitches. You're going to have to get used to being naked around us eventually. Please, can I see it? Oh, I promise I won't grow fangs and rip it off in my mouth. It's just that, well, I've heard about them. Penises. And we talk about them, wondering what they're like. But I've never seen one up close. None of us mermaids have, only our ancestors. Please, just uncross your legs for me. I won't hurt you. You know, I hate to say this, but you are being a bit ungrateful. Since you've been here, we all brought you food every day. I remember at the beginning you were trying to spearfish for hours and hours, and what did you catch? Nothing. We thought it was hilarious the way you'd clown around and get wet and angry and hungry. And since then, every day, we brought you fresh fish and left it on the banks. And have you ever said thank you? And if it wasn't for us, you'd have eaten all those mushrooms. Please. Please just uncross your legs. No, don't hunch forward. Lean back. Rest against that rock behind you. Yes. That's it. Open your legs wider, please. It's... It looks like it's trying to poke its way out of your trousers. It must be uncomfortable. What's it like when your penis gets hard? Sometimes my nipples get hard when someone's running their fingers around them. Like this. Or when I'm kissing someone and it feels so good to have them sucked sometimes that... Oh, you're still embarrassed, aren't you? I'm sorry. But can't you see? My nipples are getting hard. So we should both be embarrassed, shouldn't we? Except I'm not. Not one little bit. Which means you shouldn't feel that way either. Would you like to... Well, you can touch my breasts if you want. I've never had a man touch them. Would you like to? It's okay. You don't have to if you don't want to. Wow, your penis seems like it's going to rip right through your trousers. I can see your... You know. Balls. There's a hole in your trousers right between the legs. Did you know? One of your... It looks like it's trying to escape. Oh, why don't you just take your trousers off altogether? They're just rags now anyway. Mermaids can't do needlework. When your trousers finally fall to pieces, they're gone. Forever. If you take them off, while it's just me here, then it won't be so bad when the other mermaids finally see you naked. It will be all right, I promise. Yes, that's it. Take them right off. You may as well throw them away. Lean back again, the way you were before. And open your legs again, the way they were before. Please, may I come closer? Just... Oh, can I touch it? I'll be so gentle, I promise. Is that okay? I'm not holding it too hard, am I? When I saw you, you were holding it like this. And you started moving your hand up and down like this. But you were going faster. I won't do it that fast in case I make your penis shoot out your cum. Does it feel good? I'll go slow. Very slow. Oh. You're getting wet. There's a little drop of it coming out of your hole. I can feel you throbbing. See, not so embarrassed now. Well, maybe a little. But you like me rubbing you ever so gently, don't you? You can't lie to a mermaid, by the way. Oh, mermaids can't read human minds the way they can with other mermaids. But we can read human emotions pretty well. And you want me to keep touching you like this. If I stopped rubbing you, you'd hate it. Don't worry, I won't stop. Unless I start using my mouth instead. Oh, that sticky juice that comes out. Of your cock, it's so good. Oh, it's driving me wild. You keep pumping in my mouth and I'll keep going like this. Oh, one of my sisters is coming and she knows I've got your penis hard and I'm sucking on it. That nosy bitch read my mind. Well, I'm not taking my mouth away from your cock now. If I do, my sister will elbow me aside and take my place. Finally! We've wanted to get your cock out for ages. My sister is sneaky, isn't she? She's been following you for days, spying on you as you masturbated. Well, I guess it paid off. She told everyone she'd be the first to swallow your cum. She'll be bragging about this for months now. Oh, but I'm next, okay? I can read her thoughts. I know how good it is to have your cock in her mouth. See how hard my nipples are? That's what happens when I read my sister's thoughts as she's sucking your cock. My nipples are burning. Will you suck them, please? They're ever so achy. If I put them in your mouth, please, will you nibble and tease them? I'll cradle your head and whisper in your ear. I'll tell you what my sister is thinking as she drains your penis. Yes. Oh, like that. That's a good boy. Let me flow into your mouth. Oh, my sister is getting turned on by your cock. So much. Which means I'm getting turned on by it, too. Oh, and she's getting even more turned on by the way you're sucking my nipples. And does it feel good the way she's sucking you? She's never sucked a boy's penis before. I bet when it's my turn, I will suck you much better. Oh, now suck the other breast. That's it. Don't I taste good? Can you feel my warm milk in your tummy? Oh, keep sucking. Keep sucking. Oh, don't stop. Oh, I'm going to come. Please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, please. Oh, don't stop. That was good. Oh, that was so good. No, don't stop sucking out my milk. Oh, yes, now you need to come. I want you to come. Oh, come as hard as you can into my sister's warm, wet mouth. Let her swallow all of your cum right down her throat. Fill her belly with your hot, hot sperm. No, please don't stop yet. Not yet. Not until you come and then I start sucking your cock. Oh, and then you drink my sister's milk. You see, oh, we need your cum. Us mermaids. Oh, we need to be able to suck your cock and swallow your cum as much as possible. Usually mermaids only live for a few years. But if we swallow your cum every day, we can live for decades. Come in my sister's mouth. Oh, come in her for me. Come in her mouth. Give it. Give in. Oh, let it go. Oh, come in her mouth. Oh, in my sister's mouth. Come in her. Oh, yes, come in her mouth. Oh. Oh, thank you. That was yummy. I can taste you in my gums. Get off that cock, sis. It's my turn. Thank you for letting me swallow all your cum. That was special. Will you suck on my nipples as my sister works her lip on your cock? Makes you hard again? Ah, fuck yeah. Just like that. You can bite them a little if you like. Yes. Ah. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Oh, you're nearly rock hard again. Oh, try not to be so miserable about being stranded on this island full of cock-sucking, cum-hungry mermaids. I'm sure you'll be rescued one day.